stimulus money heading to tribes in Alaska through the Bureau of Indian Affairs Roads Program is under special scrutiny because of a recent report that says the program is mismanaged. However, supporters of the Roads Program say the problems are at the federal level, not centered in Alaska. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The bruising report from the Interior Department Inspector General came out in February. It warns the department to be cautious distributing stimulus funds to the Alaska Regional Roads Program. It says millions of dollars were wasted and unaccounted for in recent years and cites failures in managing the program. The Inspector General's report says internal management controls have, quote, completely broken down. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar's spokeswoman, Kendra Barkoff, says because of the findings, the department is being careful with the stimulus funds.
At this point, given the history, we're obviously proceeding with an abundance of caution and additional oversight for the funding, but at this point, nothing has been distributed.
Barkoff says the Alaska Roads Program will get stimulus money, but only with careful oversight. The Inspector General's report came out soon after the Obama administration took office, and Barkoff says they made some changes right away. Washington took over management for 120 days, which will end in a few weeks. They beefed up staff and sent employees from other regions north to help out.
As a response to the IG's report, we immediately developed and began implementing corrective action plans, which includes a bunch of things, including a new monitoring and reporting programs.
In Alaska, the Indian Reservation Roads Program gives money to Native communities through grants. The IG report found that of $32 million distributed to communities each year, only $3 to $4 million had oversight or verification of completed projects. It says construction workers were paid sums of money vastly above what their hourly wages added up to. One community that got $500,000 for a road project instead used it to buy equipment and a saloon. The IG report noted that the program's office had severe understaffing. Nearly half of 25 positions were vacant. But it says the Alaska office has not made efforts to fix the problem, despite an apparent annual surplus of operational funds. The Alaska program is run by Niles Caesar, the regional director in Juneau. He says there have been only two people there working on awarding all the contracts.
It has been a bone of contention with us that we were understaffed. We were forced to lay off people because we didn't have the money to hire them. And during the same years as there have been these additional contracts come online.
Caesar calls dealing with all the work in Alaska with so few people impractical and impossible. He says he's voiced concerns over his nearly 20 years running the office.
All of these issues were out there, and it was not a situation that we were asleep at the wheel and all of a sudden the IG came in and said, my word, you've done so many things wrong.
Caesar says some of the problems noted in the Inspector General's report can be explained. For example, he says sometimes construction workers do rack up lots of overtime because of the intensity of the short summer work season and the need to use equipment when it's available, even if it means long hours. When it comes to the village that wanted to use its road money to buy a saloon, he blames that on bad advice a consultant gave the community and says his office discovered the plan and stopped it. And Caesar says some of the other problems were things his office was aware of and was trying to deal with.
Clearly, you know, we've made some mistakes. We don't think any mystery about that. All governments make mistakes, and mostly all the governments I've ever been associated with try to fix those mistakes and do a better job. But when you're dealing with 229 individual governments trying to sort these things out, it takes a lot of twists and turns, very, very unlike anything that the IG deals with in the lower 48.
Caesar isn't the only one defending the Alaska office. The Alaska Tribal Transportation Work Group is a volunteer organization that helps communities take better advantage of the roads program. It says the Inspector General report reached exaggerated, sweeping conclusions, and it sent a letter voicing alarm to the Interior Secretary, Chairwoman Julianne Baltar of Dillingham.
We were very, very concerned with the tone of the report of the Inspector General. it seemed as though they were drawing rather broad conclusions from a lot of innuendo.
Baltar also accuses the IG report's author of having little knowledge or understanding of the roads program. She points the finger outside Alaska to management problems at the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs. No one at the Inspector General's office was available to comment on the Alaska Roads Report. For now, the Interior Department will decide which tribes and projects should receive stimulus funds on a case-by-case basis. More than $3 million has been allotted for Alaska projects, but whether all of that is ultimately spent will be up to the Interior Department. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.